I'm sorry.
It's running.
It's running?
It's running.
You mean it's fucking there?
Nobody's really watching right now. Don't believe. Here we go.
Oh, hello. Are you boys here to look at the refrigerator?
No.
We're here to look at the TV. Oh.
Watch. Cha-cha cheetah. Free bicycle.
Yeah.
What up?
I can hear you really good in there.
Can you?
Yep.
Pretty good?
Yep.
Good.
That's beautiful.
Good. What's up, everybody? Happy Friday.
Friday. Casper, Wyoming.
Don't lie about you.
Yeah. A little later.
Yeah, a little later because Stevie's been lazy as fuck all night. Just kidding. Not the case. Anyway.
Yeah, we had technical difficulties.
Right. So anyways, I'm Jake.
Yeah, and I'm Stevie V.
Yep.
Welcome to Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast.
Oh yeah, doing it again.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I think this is week 23. I think it is.
Holy crap! I'm glad you keep track of that.
Season 2. Well, I got this notebook that I write all these things down.
Even your feelings.
No, drawings. Sometimes.
What are you doing? Anyways, how the hell are you, man?
Good, buddy.
How was your week?
Good, man. Good.
You have anything cool?
Yeah, there was a couple cool things that happened. A lot of funny things I'm going to talk about later on in the episode.
I think one of the main cool things is, like, people want to know if they're watching, which we don't have anybody really watching.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we got 4 people watching right now.
Whoa.
Chia.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, Josh is watching.
Yeah.
So, we should probably talk about this little masterpiece between us.
That's right.
Talk to me, dude.
Man.
Tell everybody about... Oh, we got a name for it, but let's talk about it.
Okay, so... Shout out to Debo's Painting, obviously.
Okay, let's go, like, how did this come about? And then we can branch out. How did this end up in this little in-between us here?
Well, I was actually at dinner the other night with the family, and he hit me up, asked me if I had a truck.
Who's Debo?
Mike.
Okay, yeah, I mean, we gotta tell the audience, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just trying to fill it.
Oh, yeah, touche. You know, sorry, I had a brain fart.
I'm interviewing you.
Yeah, good call, man. This is all make-believe right now.
Yeah, get into the zone. Jesus Christ, Stevie.
Yeah, but anyway, so he hit me up, went over to his house, and... This was his gift to the Three Wheel Bicycle Podcast because, he said we did not have a Three Wheel Bicycle.
Well, now we do, and that's pretty amazing. Thank you, Debo. That's pretty dope.
Yeah, and if you need to get the inside of your house painted or the outside of your house painted.
Let's talk about Debo's business real quick. What's Devo do? I see it's Devo's painting on the hat. Thank you for the hat. But yeah, it's probably been rocking that. But I can't right now. Thank you so much. So the seat's taking my spot right now.
How's the sound, Josh?
I don't think he's watching. Anyways.
Yeah, but he does interior and exterior painting. I don't know if he still does it or not, but I know he like dabbled in like some of the floor, like staining type stuff. Man, this mic is kind of crazy. I feel like I have to put it
So
we need to get him on the show
one of these days. Like, so the bottom line is, Stevie knows a guy named Devo. He has a painting service. He donated this bike. Thank you so much, Devo. That's amazing.
It is.
We are going to call this Bikel the Third.
That's right, Bikel.
Bikel the Third is this thing's name. Bikel the Third.
I think you might have to move that mic closer to you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Better now. Did you hear the Bikel the Third?
Yeah, Bikel the Third. Love that fucking name.
It
dude.
Makes all the sense. It's Bikel the Third.
I know. Another thing, it's a good winter project. You know, fixer upper.
It's a good project any time of year. What are you talking about?
Well, yeah, like, touche.
I'm not going to lie. Like, we're supposed to get cold next week, but we have probably like less than 50 days of super duper cold ahead of us.
Yeah. It's going to be rad when it's like summertime and it's the art walk thing again. And then
it's going to be rad when it's summertime happening? And I'm fucking traveling.
Yeah. That's enough. Dude, we're taking this motherfucker down to the art walk and rock the block.
Man. Dude, we're going to take this thing across country.
Yeah.
I traded the van in for this hog.
Yeah.
Just when I think you couldn't get any dumber. Oh, man.
I can barely read that, but...
Josh says he can hear us really well. Awesome. Thanks, Josh. How are you, buddy? We miss you.
Yeah, he's going to be back. He's going to be back this weekend.
Oh, neat. I can't wait. Wait, this weekend's like tomorrow.
Yeah. I think it's tomorrow.
Yeah, today's Friday, Stevie.
Yeah. So for everybody that tunes into live shows, Josh will be back in the studio next week. Choo, choo, choo.
Next week, bringing up Josh. The sound guy.
Yeah.
Coming back at you. More like pound guy. Anyway, sorry about that.
Yeah, take it easy, Ken Kniff. It's really weird looking at myself.
That awkward sound.
It worked, so.
We got some sponsors and shit.
We sure do.
We got Mobile Onsite Oil.
That's right.
What's our detail? Like the number and the block. You got that?
To be honest with you, it's on the other sheet of paper.
So, like Mobile Onsite Oil, I have been seeing this trend on their Facebook page. Like a lot of people, you know, the Casper business ran some raves, you know, they're like, hey, what's a great spot to get an oil change? A lot of people are throwing Mobile Onsite Oil out
there.
That's no joke. They're one of our sponsors. We're not biased about it, but it's no joke. They're living up to their name. It's amazing.
Yeah. Service
in and out.
It's great
pricing.
Can't really say it, but if you go on their Facebook page, I did see that they threw up this ad the other day, but if you go on there, there's like a discount.
Oh yeah, the 10% one. Yep.
I see that.
And then we have.
But the details are on their Facebook page about that Mobile Onsite Oil.
Hell yeah. Mobile Inside Oil, if y'all want to get your oil change or any basic repairs, they're pretty darn good. They'll help you out any way they can. They're on... It's on 2nd Street. It's like two blocks
I want to say east it's
of the hospital. North. Yeah, it's like... Yeah, it's on corner of Fenway and 2nd. Northeast corner of Fenway and 2nd, I think.
Yeah, you can't miss it.
Yeah, it's right there. It's cool. But anyways, then we have Trailer Park Baker.
Yep.
Yeah, if y'all want to get some cakes and cupcakes, Trailer Park Baker, you can find her on Facebook. Same thing. Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, we cupcakes, have cakes.
Tattoo shop.
Yep, that's right.
Best place in town to get a tattoo for sure. Book it ahead. I'm like, for real. Like, there's a lot of amazing artists down there, that's for sure.
Yeah. Ting, ting.
Ting, ting.
I could hear that, dude.
You know what?
For real.
I bet.
He's like, ting, ting. Yeah, check out their Facebook pages. And if you're listening on Spotify and the other podcast apps.
Anchor.
Yep. It's in the show notes.
Yeah. Oh, then we have to shout our local podcast, Sunday Brunch with Bob and Ray.
Yep.
They're the best.
Yep. They got a new episode coming up Sunday. Yep. I'm pretty stoked.
And also T-Hawk Studios. Yep. I guess while we're at it, Vander Heiden Design.
Yeah.
Check him out on Facebook if you haven't. If you don't know him, he's kind of a hidden character.
Yeah.
Hard to catch these days. Hard to catch them live.
Yeah. Little Shop of Burgers.
Oh, yeah, Little Shop of Burgers. Yep, that's another one.
They were participating in the 5150.
Ooh, yeah, the 5150 thing. There's all sorts of meal deals. Yeah. But Little Shop of Burgers, what is that? The old Law Casino on Center Street? If you keep going past, go head north underneath the underpass.
Yeah, you can't mess it.
Yeah, it's on the corner. It's amazing.
Those just take Center Street.
The best in town. They're the best.
My fucking hips rocking.
Hips rocking. Yep, tomorrow Josh will be here.
Oh, the other one, the wonderful Fumbled Penis Podcast.
Yep, that one too.
Yeah. If you're not like, if you get offended really easily, probably not your gig.
It's not Disney.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I seen he got banned from Twitter the
other day. My goodness.
Yeah. But I'm really stoked. He's going to be he's hooking me up with some more stickers. He's got like some new ones that he did. Pretty rad. Pretty stoked to get them. One of the other topics that I got, and the thing was actually from his show, because it brought awareness to me. Are you ready to hear this?
Yep, let's hear it.
So there's this dude. You might know his name.
Challenge me here, huh?
John Bastow. So this guy was like a fucking he did like drink stuff. He was like a motivational speaker type guy. Well, what he's got right now is he like holds these fucking auctions where it like rips off old people. It would be like,
okay, like Antique Roadshow.
Dude, yeah. And, like, I tried researching it a little bit. If you want to hear more of it, you'd have to listen to... Matt gets into it more than I do. There's, like, some kind of crazy star board. So, like, if you spend this amount of money, then, like, the higher up you get. But
a pyramid scheme.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Okay.
Fuck that guy.
You'll have those.
Yeah. But fuck that dude.
Where are we going with that?
I thought about it.
awesome.
I wrote it down. Oh, the other thing too, the Dollar Tree thing. You see how it like went up? Yeah,
dude.
And everybody was like bitching about it.
You know what? Like everything's went up, and it's crazy, and we're all hurting. And like,
yeah, fucking get like, over what it.
Well, I mean, no, you don't get over it, man.
Well, like, what are you supposed to do about it?
You fucking work hard and harder and harder.
To make
harder.
Sure that the Dollar Tree keeps the dollars.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Like, oh. You gotta work harder to keep up with it.
Oh, yeah, for
I don't
sure.
know.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
like,
most definitely.
This shit's fucked right now. But
yeah, oh, yeah.
Not to dive deep into that or anything, but, like, the feds want to raise the interest rates to soften inflation. My prediction, the first thing that's going to burst is the car market, used car market, and the new car market. Because used cars are so much more expensive right now than what they're supposed to be.
Really?
Oh, dude. You go, like, I don't know. Let's just fucking say a Tahoe. It's, what is it, 2022? Say a 2016 Tahoe. Loaded. 70,000 miles. Which is nothing on a Tahoe.
Yeah.
It's broken, finally. Like, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, you're going to end up paying probably $12,000, $14,000 over book. Any dealership you want to go to, more or less. Like, maybe that. Like, anywhere between like maybe 6 to 12, like over, but
yeah, oh yeah.
So you're forced to go buy brand new, and the only way you can do that to battle that, like to buy brand new from a dealership, they fucking hike them up. So your only route is to buy them direct from the manufacturer at this point. Like there's a few companies that do it, like the exclusive ones, like Porsche. Nissan actually fucking does it, but all that shit's gonna burst. It's gonna burst. So if you were to go buy a used car right now, this Tahoe that I'm saying, like 70 G's or 70,000 miles on it, 2016, fully loaded, I'd say you'd pay $48,000. It's probably valued probably 40.
Yeah.
And that's going to burst, and then when that bursts, that fucking Tahoe's going to be worth nothing. It's going to be like fucking $18,000, and you'll be so fucking upside down on that shit. And then next will be the housing market. Again.
Yeah.
Again. And it's not because of the same shit, it's just because of the inflation. I mean, there's this graph on a... the most overvalued markets in the United States, Boise and Salt Lake are top two. Like, there's homes that are going for $400,000 that are valued at, like, $220,000.
Jesus.
Like, bad. Yeah, like, almost double in certain areas. You know what I mean? Like, just, it's so fucked up.
You know, reminded me of... like when I used to sell motorcycles and shit, like, dude, when the oil field was booming.
Oh, don't talk to me about that shit.
Right? Well, like,
God damn, this is sexy.
Do you need one?
Yeah, I should try.
You get these kids that would come in, right? Barely just fucking graduated. Right? Brand new four-wheeler. You know, they got approved because they worked
oil
in
oil. Oil-filled rich. Yep. There's and a lot like, of them, dude. I'm not going
to
lie.
I was really happy.
I was one of them.
Yeah. I was really happy to sell it to them.
But, like, fuck shit I didn't need. You know what I mean? Because the money was there.
Yeah. Well, like, I felt bad, too, like, after they, like, left, you know? I mean, fortunately, everything goes up and it goes down.
Dude,
you know
I work
I mean?
In
the
oil field.
Yeah.
I mean, I know. Like, you're preaching the choir.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I went through the worst part. The one that just fucking happened.
Yeah, yeah.
You were there the whole time. Yeah. Yeah. I went through it all. Like, all the booms and busts.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I went... I don't know, diversified, or if that's a word, I don't know if that's a word you'd use, but...
Diversified?
Went to South Dakota and fucking worked at PDS. Pipe plant. Is fucking different industry, but same job. I mean, there's the same shit, but different things I was dealing with, I guess.
Uh-huh.
So it was a different learning curve. But it's the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a rabbit hole thing. Hell yeah.
It is. It's like drilling for oil.
Crazy shit.
Yeah. Oh. So the rant that I had for the week, this week, was actually when I was, going to the wonderful Dollar Tree. You know what pisses...
The Dollar 25 tree?
Oh, yeah. You know what pisses me off? When fucking people spit gum.
Eesh.
Like, right in the middle of the fucking sidewalk. Or, like... Okay, so, anyway, I got done doing shit, and then fuck go out to the truck... And literally, somebody spit fucking gum right next to my truck door. Fuck you.
Did you step in it?
No, but, like, I was... See, I'm pretty... I try to be aware, you know, of everything, but, like...
with your surroundings.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, you're zen.
Yeah, it's that fucking...
That zen
one
shit.
Of those wonderful perks from being incarcerated for.
Oh, I was going with like some kung fu shit. Like, yeah. All right, yeah. Never mind. Like, this is some jail shit.
But anyway, like no, but like I looked down, I was like, "What the fuck, man!" I swear, if I would have stepped in that and like that person would have been around, you would have got punched in the mouth, dude. You not only fucked up my shoe. I have to wash it.
You want to know what my rant is? I think I've done this. Maybe I haven't. I actually really haven't participated in a rant. It's going to be really hypocritical sounding because I'm smoking a cigarette right now. But
well, fuck it.
I go through the CY fucking pickup line. If any parent knows this that's watching, or anybody watching or future listeners, but
we appreciate.
Have you been there? Like, you, it's like a, oh God, it's like the shittiest fucking thing. It's shaped like the number nine. If you look at it, it's like the number nine, and like you go up one side, do this loop, and then come back down the other side. So it's like, yeah, kind of, yeah, you know what I mean. But. Like, anyways, you sit there long enough. My biggest pet peeve is I see people leaving that line with fucking smoking a goddamn cigarette. Like, what are you doing, dude? Like, you just picked your kid up. You're smoking a cig.
Yeah.
Your kid in your car. Like, that's the worst fucking look ever. On school grounds.
Yeah.
On school grounds. Like, it says drug-free school zone.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it, being a smoker. Like, seriously, I sound like a hypocrite, but you gotta draw your fucking boundaries.
Oh, most definitely, I mean? Like, dude.
You're a smoker, you fucking take your sacrifices. Like, you're not supposed to smoke around your goddamn kids in the car, fucking this and that. Like, there's times I have and do. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm guilty.
But yeah. I mean,
but not on fucking school grounds. You know what I mean?
Or taking shits in the park, in the city park, and right, like, across from the school.
Picking my kid up from work or something. It's like, I see people doing that, fucking smoking a cigarette, picking their kid up from work. It's like, what are you doing? I don't know. It's weird. That's my rant.
It's plausible. Is plausible the right word?
Yeah, for a Mythbusters.
Justifiable.
Yeah.
You know what's really crazy? Unfortunately, don't have a camera right here. But every time you look at me, so how that fucking bar thing is right there, and it's
black. Looks like a mustache.
Dude, it does.
Well, here. Take a picture. You cannot knock on this. Is it gonna work?
Yep.
I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, it for real looks like you got a fucking monster.
Oh, whoa! That's amazing! Holy shit!
We'll share it on the page.
There we go.
We'll share it on the
page. That's amazing.
I know, right? Like,
that is true.
When you were talking, like,
you can take me seriously.
Well, like, just right, because, like,
I'm like the fucking Pringle guy.
Pringles are pretty good.
Pringles come from Cam. Yeah. They were put there by a man.
Oh, what'd you think about that pheasant?
It's good, man. Pheasant's good.
Yeah, that was,
Never been mad about a pheasant.
Shit,
pheasant's
that,
always been pleasant.
Yeah, that was, Dagen. Dagen hooked it up with that.
Did you shoot it?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And he was the one that, gave me the recipe. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, hooked me up the recipe. And, well, I actually called him before I did it, and he was ice fishing.
Cool.
So, hopefully he kills it out there. But,
dude, hopefully it gets walleye.
Yeah, or carp.
Dude, that walleye.
Dude, you should put that mic close to you.
That walleye.
There you go.
Yeah, I kind of got up and moved it. Yeah, I kind of. I suck at this shit.
Like, you're good.
I'm like a tech guy.
So another reason why I wanted to cook up that pheasant was because, a friend of mine shared something the other day, and it was the history on the middle finger.
Oh my god. You know what's really weird? I was about to bring that up.
Really?
It's about the longbow between the British and the French.
Yeah, dude.
They cut off their middle fingers so they can use a longbow, but they figured out how to do it anyways. Pluck you. Yep. Yeah, you was a also the name of the string, right? Right?
Yep.
Y-E-W.
Yep.
Was also the name of the string in pluck, right? So yep. When... Yeah. Yep. Yep. That's amazing, dude.
It's really
that's
crazy
so cool.
That, like...
Like, I read the same thing, and I was gonna bring that up tonight. Like, it's the one thing I
can't believe that you remembered all that.
Like,
stuff.
When you brought that up, I was like, I know exactly, like when you said, my friend shared some history shit.
Yeah. Like, a pheasant feather. A pheasant feather was on the arrow.
Uh-huh. Yep, that's crazy shit.
So, but yeah, that. So,
we kind of abridged that. So, okay, but I'm going to tell my best. Is between the British and the French, right? The French.
French and the English.
The French and the English, which is the British.
Yeah.
Same thing. The French overtook the British somehow, and they captured some British. The British had the longbows, and so they can in order for them to not use the longbows, they would chop off their middle finger, which they thought was essential to draw the really heavy duty strings,
mm-hmm.
which were called yew, which are made out of that part I can't remember. I want to say horsehair or something, maybe something like that, but anyways, it's called yew, Y-E-W. So they cut off their middle fingers so they couldn't draw back the U or the longbows, which are able to shoot, like 1,200 yards or something, wasn't it? It was a super long distance, so that's why they call it a longbow. Like, it's an incredible amount for, even back then, like, holy fuck, dude, yeah. These things would just launch. Anyways.
Well, from the shit that I read, it said that, so, the French, their thing was, is when they capture the British people, that was the thing, is they were going to cut their middle fingers off.
So they couldn't draw back the longbow.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
So then they'd just be like, ooh, go. I don't know.
But it's pretty cool. Anyways, from the lore I heard was like, they actually learned how to fucking do it without.
Oh, wow.
And that's where pluck you came from, you know?
Oh, that's pretty badass.
They were yelling back at him or something.
Pluck you. Pluck you.
Maybe. Yeah, read it right.
Pluck you.
Maybe that's an alternate universe I read it in. There's that possibility.
Pluck you.
Hey.
I can't really see it, what dude. It says. Talk in the... I can kind of see it a little bit. Some other badass shows that are about to be popping off.
Well, yeah, we got some badass shows popping off. Go with the earliest one because they're not in order.
Yeah.
How you wrote them, by the way.
Well, obviously, we always like to support our local, you know, music scene. Tomorrow night, down at the Eagles, the Rapper's Delight Awards is going on, I believe. And I think I actually might go down to that just to check it out.
Of course.
But yeah, we always like to shout out all local bands, music scene, art stuff, whatnot. But April 2nd, Royal City.
Go to
City.
The first one.
Yeah, that... Oh, I see what... Yeah.
In order, like, of date. God
damn. Yeah, we got... Chia! It was pretty cool that I saw this was announced, because everybody loves fucking Beastwood, dude.
Yeah, duh. Beastwood's pretty dope. They're pretty amazing, pretty rad fucking people in the whole band, too. Like, all of them are pretty sick. Like, for real. Like, for real. It's cool. And they got two good shows, which they've... Like, we haven't seen Beastwood for a minute, so welcome back, Beastwood.
Yeah. They're going to have Animal Bite and Dirt Sucker.
Old City Brewing Company on?
February 26th.
February 26th, folks.
I want to say, for some reason, something's ringing in my head. It's like $5 at the door.
I think it's...
But don't quote me on that.
5 or 10.
Yeah,
it's
somewhere
at 7 p.m. I know that.
Yeah.
Anyways. And then there's another really badass one. The April 2nd one that you're talking about.
Yeah, same place. Little City. Brewing.
This one's pretty huge.
We got the Teenage Bottle Rockets. And our good friends, the Shivers.
And a band called Susie Moon. And Shock Troopers from Rock Springs, Wyoming.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking dope show coming up, boys. That'll be sweet.
Yeah. It's always good to go out and see live music. I mean,
there's a lot of good music in this town right now. For sure.
Going through.
What else we got? Book. What you got for football predicts, huh?
Ooh.
We got the Rams Niners and we got fucking Bengals Chiefs. What's your predicts?
I'm going to shoot with the Bengals. Whoa. Just because I like going for the underdogs.
Okay.
And then the Niners.
I'm thinking Niners Chiefs. Again.
You think so?
Yes. I do. I would say it.
Lame.
What do you mean, lame? We're going to win, dude.
It'd be cool. It'd be cool if the Bengals would get it. When's the last time the Bengals went to the...
They haven't. They haven't won. They're one of the teams that haven't, correct? The Bengals, Browns...
I don't know. I'm not that...
Bengals, Browns, Jags, Texans, Jets... Titans... And one more team. I think that's it, actually, maybe.
Yeah.
I think.
I'm not too that up on the footballs.
Anyways, that's my predictions. It's my year, dude. Both my teams are going to win it.
Yeah, fuck yeah, dude.
It's going to happen.
I hope it's the 49ers and the Bengals, though. Dude.
49ers and Braves are going to both win it this year.
Yeah.
Watch. My year.
Well, I hope the Bengals get in there. I didn't get to watch last night's episode of the Big Show on TBS.
Oh, dang. Shout out to Kamikaze Kid, dude. Yeah. That guy did some really cool shit. And congrats to him.
Yeah, I did get to watch the YouTube video that got shared. Dude, I can't wait to get him back on the fucking show.
I'm really happy for him, man. Like,
me too,
that's
man.
That's really cool. Like,
it is.
He kicked a lot of ass from what I heard.
So I watched the first episode of that. And, dude, they come out with promos right before they go out. So my initial thing was, I think I fucking messaged him. And I'm like, dude, I'm so stoked on your promo, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm pretty happy for him, dude. He's been working hard for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Shit, and staying true to his craft. You know, shout out to you, Kamikaze Kid. Way to keep digging your heels in, man. For real. He's been doing shit for a long time.
Yeah, dude.
Small venues, like kid parties, fucking all the things. Big events, small events, fucking... Now he's on goddamn fucking cable TV, bud. That's pretty cool. Shout out to you.
Yeah, man. I'm going to hit you up again so that way we can get you on the show because I am very curious about like how you put that car together and that mohawk that was on top of it. It looked like it was all like them foam noodles, dude. You know what I'm talking about? That you like swim with and shit. Fucking pretty rad, dude. You had a really cool fucking hood ornament on it, too. Hell yeah.
That's pretty dope.
It is, man. It is.
Are you going silent, Stevie? What else you got? You just zoned out on the TV. Quit looking at this.
I did. I know.
We're not that.
Oh, I saw this lady the other day. Weird.
Whoa.
It's weird.
You saw a lady.
I saw a lady. No, I'm just joking. It was some dumb broad. But anyway, I was at the gas station and like I was getting ready to get out of the truck.
Some dumb broad.
And like look down. Obviously it's cold as fuck out here, right? You know what I mean? And there's snow on the ground. I see this lady get out, like this gal, whatever, comes out of the fucking loafing jug, dude, barefoot. walking in like them oil stains, fucking, you know what I mean, like melted snow, you know, that puddles up, like, oh my god, you nasty broad.
She already had corona,
I guess, she, man, that's how it gets fucking fuck. spread,
she
dude.
Don't need no vaccine. She is a booster.
Yeah,
shot.
No shit. She's immune to it.
Dude, okay, you want to hear a funny story? I got one for you. So, Sean took his permit test and unfortunately didn't study and therefore didn't pass twice. So, I'm taking him to work and I'm kind of like going over a couple things, talking about driving and like going down C Street heading west. You know where C Street is? Where like Royal Inn and Topper
Bridge. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
The, you know, Skid Row, but it's Skid Row.
Oregon Trail.
No, that's not Mills, dude. Anyways, stay on track. Jesus Christ. Anyways, heading fucking west. I'm talking about driving, like, give him a couple pointers and, like, going down C Street, which is like straight up no stop signs all the way until you get to the post office. That's where I take it. It's just a dead shot. No, nothing. It's a hidden gem. Out of nowhere, like going down this street while I'm trying to teach my kid about driving a little bit, give him like some mental advice about things, this truck just fucking turns. Like, he takes a left going west as well. He was heading north and then takes a left to go west. And I'm talking to Sean and fucking, like, I look over and this guy just keeps coming and coming and coming. I'm like, makes me fucking, like, almost sandwiches me in between cars parked on the side of the fucking road and him. No, and I'm just shit. Laying on my fucking horn and, like, stomping on the brakes. I'm like, see, Sean, what the fuck? I'm like, this shit, this is what I'm talking about, man. Like, pull around to this guy. I'm like, you motherfucker, get in the goddamn business. I'm like, flipping him off, getting this shit. Drive away. I know this guy from work.
No,
he works,
shit.
He works for a company. I've seen this guy 1,000 fucking times. I'm like, I'm not naming names of the company. I'm like, oh my god, it's Bill from the conference. Holy shit. Like, it was out of control, dude.
I gotta piss.
Well, Stevie's gonna pee. Moral of the story is, like, that's crazy, man. Like, I just prepared my kid in live time on accident. And thank you to all your viewers, or all Zebiotis. Hope y'all are having a happy Friday and have a great weekend. And go 49ers. And go Bengals. Well, yeah, either one of the teams. I'd rather play the Bengals, I think. Yeah, definitely. Mr. Vanderhagen's back.
Sorry.
Yeah, he had to go let the dogs out.
Yeah, I had to relieve myself really bad.
Suck, because they're going through me pretty hard. Harder than Bridgewater.
That didn't make any sense. It
doesn't, but Bridgewater's a town in South Dakota.
Mitchell is named in the top 40 shittiest towns in the country. Somehow, Casper escaped that list. Yeah. They're just sitting on the outside like, what are we? Can we hit 41? Like, they're paying people off.
Oh, speaking of Casper... So last night, when I was out here painting, it was late enough. Coast to Coast was on. And, like, before, like, he actually, like, starts the show, there's a guy that comes on, and he always talks about, like, UFO sightings. And the other report we got out of Wyoming, Casper. And I'm like... Cool. Whoa, what the fuck?
What?
Yeah. But apparently, this person, well, I was, like, hoping I can get some more deets. You know what I mean?
Come on, dude. Now I'm like intrigued. What about, like, what happened?
It was like this tic-tac shape. And they, like,
I've heard about
so
the tic-tac.
So it, it went up and then, like, disappeared. Well, of course, didn't get any footage of it or anything, and then asked the neighbors and they didn't. So it was one of them deals. It's like, man, I don't know.
Nope, I want to talk to bunk. I want to talk to these people.
Yeah.
I want to find them. So if anybody knows who these people are, let me fucking talk to them. I want to
yes.
Them.
It said Casper, Wyoming.
Yep, we got to know them. Like, there's a chance.
I really do. No joke. I really do like calling into that show. I've gotten in one time, not on live, but they were taking, I was waiting to get rang in or whatever. I was on hold and I could actually hear the show through the fucking phone and all that. It was kind of cool, but the one time I just made up some shit, I was like, oh, yeah, it's pretty great. Dude, I was pretty drunk, not gonna lie. Jesus. It was like 1 o'clock in the morning, you know? I'm like, oh, it's really crazy. I'm here in Bar None, Wyoming, and I just saw this flying saucer. And the lady that answered was like, that's not even what the topic is, and like hung up on me.
You idiot.
Yeah, but it was cool. I was that much closer.
You fucked up, though.
That show was kind of interesting.
Idiot. Just kidding.
Yeah, I don't even remember what the fuck they were talking about. Oh, the other cool thing that I saw the other day. When I went to Big Lots.
Oh, my God.
You like Big Lots? Are you a Big Lots shopper?
No, but I like going there every now and then.
Well, it was like close to my destination. But, walked in there, went to go get dog toys. And, like, I saw, like, this kid with his mom. He's probably like, I don't know, man. We'll say like 19, 20, maybe. Just like scraggly looking, right? Anyway, I got my shit, went to the checkout.
We're not judging, are we?
No, dude. Most definitely not. Okay. I mean, I look like a piece of shit all the time. Piece
anyways,
of shit. I pissed my pants. Anyway, they were in front of me in line. Well, got out to the truck and I looked over and they were like, well, his mom was like loading up their shit in the back of the vehicle and like that kid was standing over a pile of fucking vomit, dude. Just like
what?
Like
what was like what did you eat that day, Stevie? Was he okay?
I don't know. I didn't ask.
Dude, that's weird.
It fucking
this is
was.
A weird story that you're sharing. Like,
well, here's the other weird thing. The fucking lady with the no shoes. That was the same day, man.
What the fuck? Like, I'm not into these stories that you're telling. They're giving me weird vibes. Like,
well, it's things that I notice, man. You know? Like, what the? I don't know.
Yeah.
My cousin the other day, Brian Kale, shared something on Facebook that I thought was pretty funny, and it was kind of like a dad joke. I never heard it. You're about as useless as an ashtray on a motorcycle.
I like it.
Yeah.
Makes about as much sense as a screen door and a submarine.
Yeah, Well, then, when I read it, I never heard. You know what I mean?
Oh, no, that's great. Shit, I love
but,
it.
Like, I was thinking about it. It's like, holy
that's
fuck.
It's good.
I'm sure there was probably somebody that tried putting an ashtray on a motorcycle. Do you think?
Maybe if they're low speed motorcycles, more like a moped.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I bet. In the Asian countries, they like their cigarettes a lot. Like my car, like American cars in the early 1000s quit putting ashtrays in there. My car has them all over. It's really? A Japanese car. They're oh, all wow. over. Japanese love their cigarettes.
They do.
What?
The only other thing that I got wrote down. Well, I got a couple other things.
Anyways.
Yeah, go for it. I'm gonna get this day in history.
Well, I can't miss that.
January 28th. Well, I got a couple of them. 1986. Do you remember this?
No, I was two.
Me too.
Actually, I was a year and 5 months old.
But, unfortunately, I bet you do remember this shit. The 37-year-old high school teacher that won a competition that earned her spot with seven other crew member on the Challenger. You remember the Challenger explosion?
Yeah, I remember the Challenger explosion. Yeah.
Oof. Yeah.
Woof.
Burm, burm.
Well, that's...
That was the first one.
Way to fucking take this into tailspin, Stevie.
I mean, it was kind of like a... I mean, it's... It is a big thing in history, you know what I mean? That's...
For real.
It's kind of sad, though. Being that she was, like, the first, like, citizen.
I got something. Like, keep going.
You want another... Do you want another one?
Yep.
Okay. You know what? And this one relates to you. Did you know in 1901, professional baseball, American League, was founded in Chicago to play 140 games with a 14-man roster?
Hmm. Man, American that's a League. Lot of pitching. That's a shit ton of pitching.
They're, to be honest with you, dude, well... Obviously, we're out here, not in there. I didn't write them all down. But, like, it had all the teams. And it was, like, cool as fuck because it's, like, not the names they are now. You know
what I mean? Spiders.
Yeah, and dude.
Like that. Yep. Yeah. And, like, I think the Indianapolis Colts were a baseball team, I think.
Wow.
I think. Like, shit like that is weird shit. Okay, so I got a rant for you. Like, this is my biggest rant. Did you see that thing about Tennessee banning that book mouse?
Negative.
Okay, it's a book called Mouse, M-A-U-S. It's a children's book that teaches the Holocaust, and it is with mice.
Oh, okay.
And it's really dark, of course, but they completely banned that book.
Oh, really?
My rant is, why the fuck would you ban that book? Like, okay, you can sign a waiver for your kids to read that book, is how I feel about it, but you cannot ban history. You cannot ban history like that. That's bullshit. That's a rant. That's my big rant. Like, Tennessee 10-0 voted that out. Like, you heard me. I wanted to move to Eastern Tennessee a couple times, and like, I'm out. Like, that was before that. Like, I figured something else out. But
wow,
definitely out, man. That's bullshit, dude. Like, look at that book and like read into it a little bit. But like, it is literally a history lesson, and like, The biggest point about the Holocaust that we learned from the Holocaust that we were taught in school, one of the few things that we're taught in school, was like, this shit is dark. It's gruesome. It's horrible. But we're teaching history so history cannot be repeated. So they fucking canceled that part of history. You cannot allow that to happen. At all. At all. That's not a fucking thing. I get how they don't want that to fall into, like, maybe a second grader's hands. I get it.
Of course, yeah, yeah.
You set a goddamn waiver. You cannot ban books like that. You cannot ban books. And that was a big thing. Somebody commented on that. They voted 10-0 to ban that book. You know what they did in Nazi Germany? They burned books and banned books.
Yeah.
That did not appease their MO. It's the complete fucking opposite. It's horrible. It's dog shit. It's not right. Like, freedom of speech, and there's some things.
Most
like,
definitely.
You draw the fucking line. You cannot walk into a crowded movie theater and yell fire.
My phone's about dead. Jesus. Huh? Oh, just noted. It said my phone's about dead. We still got a little bit here.
Sorry, I just.
No, dude, I was just about ready to get into some shit about that, too, because, like, Hitler obviously wanted, like, one way, and that's the only way. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's not even that, dude. It's about learning from fucking history. Mm. You're supposed to learn from that shit. And you go and cancel it?
Next week, we're going to get back on that because there was something I wanted to touch on about Valentine's Day parties and... Because, like, some shit happened with my daughter. The other...
Whoa. Are you, like, doing a weird thing? Did you hit puberty?
Yeah, I did. Dude, I got my pubes.
He's a late bloomer. Yeah.
In 1985, We Are the World was recorded. Remember that song?
We are the world.
Yeah. The other thing was, I'm gonna butcher these fucking names too, but you're gonna know exactly what I'm talking about. In 1958, 19-year-old Charles Starweather and 14-year-old Carly and Fugate. They killed a Lincoln businessman, a wife, and a maid. Their spree started a week prior.
Natural born killers.
Yep. You know where they were arrested?
Douglas, Wyoming.
Crazy.
Yep.
That's some fucking Wyoming history for your ass.
Yeah, that is crazy. Like, I didn't know that until I read it one day. I was like, really?
Hmm?
Like, holy fuck, yeah, it was actually, like, right on that fucking little bend.
Yeah.
Right in Douglas, yeah.
All right, we're going to have to cut out of here. My phone's about dead. Do you have anything else?
You know what? The only thing I have is thank you all for tuning in. Happy Friday. Have a safe and happy weekend. Go 49ers, and we love you all.
We sure do. Thank you for watching each week. Listening on the Spotify, the Anchor, all that stuff. Thank you, Debo, for this
fucking
3-wheel bicycle. We hella appreciate it. We love you guys. If you guys are listening on the Spotify, the Anchor, all that other stuff, if you would like to tune in live, you can do that every Friday, Facebook Live, 8 p.m.-ish, 3-wheel bicycle podcast. Come alive at a cast
for live matches.
I'm Stevie V.
And I'm Jake.
And this is 3-Wheel Bicycle. We fucking love you guys.
Rowskis.
Have I confused everybody well enough? No. Well, in that case, then, if a train leaving New York at 60 miles an hour going west, and a train leaving Los Angeles, going 50 miles an hour, going east, leave at the same time, then how long does it take a grasshopper with a wooden leg to kick all the seeds out of a dill pickle?